This week on the eBay for Business podcast.
The first year I did it, I was unsure if it was, you know, worth it or if I was just wasting my time. But I got so many just nice messages from people here and there that were just really thankful. You'd be surprised how little you can do to make a buyer happy.
At eBay Open Online, when the eBay Stores team presented, one thing they really drove home was the increase in repeat buyers that somebody with a store gets. And they quoted some really nice statistics, so it's worth to go back and listen to that. And if I remember correctly, the higher rate of repeat purchases is anywhere from 20 to 65%.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you're going to need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 154. And joining us on the desk today is our good friend and co-host, Rebecca. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me, Griff. How are you doing this week?
Well, I just got back from the dentist.
Ooh, and you're doing this show with us today. How's your mouth?
Well, the Novocaine wore off and it hurts, but you know what? I'm going to work through it.
That's because you're a professional.
It's funny because when I got back, I don't think I sound any different. Rob says, boy, you don't sound the same. Are you sure you want to do the podcast today? I said, yes.
I think you sound pretty normal.
Thank you.
In mind of your painful mouth, let's just hop right to it. Who's on for this week?
Well, this week we catch up with eBay seller and mentor Kathy Terrell, who's going to go over some of the new eBay store enhancements and how a seller can leverage them to boost their businesses. And we'll also talk with eBay seller, back in Massachusetts. And we'll also talk with eBay seller Amanda Wegner, and we're going to find out how she plans for the upcoming busy holiday selling season. All of that and so much more, including questions. We always have seller questions. And I love our three questions this week. But before we do that, let's go right to the eBay news.
All right, straight from the news desk. There is one news item this week, and it's about the eBay standard envelope. Prices for this eBay standard envelope, a smarter, lower cost way to ship small, lightweight items with tracking included, will increase by 2 cents effective August 29th, 2021. So it's already live by the time that you're listening to this podcast. Even with the price increase, eBay standard envelope will still provide secure, low-cost shipping with the added benefit of end-to-end tracking and protections against lost or damaged shipments. Any seller who sells items that can be shipped in an envelope and weigh under 3 ounces can save on postage and ship with confidence. eBay standard envelope is ideal for raw trading cards, coins and paper money, and postcards and stamp sellers. And you can see category details and restrictions by looking at the link in the podcast notes. Rate updates, again, those are effective as of August 29th, 2021. And for all of the details, again, look at the link that we'll have in the transcript for episode 154.
Now, you can find all the information you need about the eBay standard envelope in Seller Center. I was on our Facebook group today looking, and there was a discussion going on, and there seems to be a lot of confusion about the eBay standard envelope, especially when it comes to tracking. And yes, lots of post offices aren't scanning those. The thing about eBay standard envelope is you don't need scans for tracking. Uploading the tracking number for an eBay standard envelope is the only thing you need to be able to protect your status in your performance metric. Always visit the Seller Center, and the link is on the bottom of most every eBay page. Rebecca, thanks for reading the news. It's always better that you do it than I do. And we'll see you again when it's time for seller questions, I hope.
All right, I'll see you a little bit later.
Joining us is eBay seller Amanda Wegner. Amanda, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're one of our sellers who we selected, who posted to the sweepstakes on our Facebook page, the eBay for Business Facebook page. And you had a tip about holiday sourcing and holiday preparation. Can you share it with us?
I sure can. My favorite thing to do to prepare for the holidays that I've been doing since about 2012, I would say, is including some holiday cards in with my orders. It works out well. I usually buy the cards on clearance at the end of Christmas, you know, in January or February, and there's a plentiful selection of lots and lots of holiday cards to choose from, and I try to keep them very basic, non-religious, just to not offend anyone or do anything like that. And I include then some eBay postcards in there, and I include a business card and some stickers and my eBay stickers. So I love to use the eBay shipping supplies that they give us. The little thank you postcards are my favorite.
Sellers really like those.
Yeah, I really enjoy them. I put stickers on them. You can write a personal message. It gives you a lot of just a little something to make your seller really, or your buyer really appreciate just the little extra effort you put in. I get so many messages just telling me how sweet it was and how much it meant to them. And it's just really nice. I think it's a small touch that doesn't really cost that much. It's really nice.
Now I want to buy from you so I can get a card. What's your user ID on eBay?
Shortcake Loves You, Shortcakeluvsu.
Cool. I'll have to check that out, as will, I hope our audience will too. And you said you get some feedback and response from buyers when you include these cards in your send out of purchases.
I do. Honestly, the first year I did it, I was unsure if it was worth it or if I was just wasting my time. But I got so many just nice messages from people here and there that were just really thankful. You'd be surprised how little you can do to make a buyer happy just by putting a little extra touch on your package or orders and making everything look nice. You know, I wrap everything in my eBay tissue paper. I love the winter themed ones that they give out, the little snowflakes and or not give out that we purchased. A lot of little things really have gotten me messages from my buyers here and there. It's nice to get those messages and be appreciated. And I love putting that extra touch in just to do that for my buyers.
And you source these starting at the end of the holiday season.
Yeah, I do. I buy, like right now, I probably have 20 boxes of 40 cards each that I got for 80% off in January and February when stores are clearancing them out locally. Kohl's was my great find for cards this year. It's usually somewhere different every year, but they're very plentiful. Like, there's always a lot of selection, I found. So I found it to be pretty cost effective if you just buy them at the right time of the year.
What is your regular inventory, or do you have special inventory for the holidays?
I do not have special inventory per se for the holidays, but I do sell my holiday inventory all year round. I really find that even Christmas ornaments, I sell a lot of Hallmark Christmas ornaments. And they sell all year round. I just sold the Caddyshack ornament yesterday, a nice Hallmark keepsake ornament. Keep my holiday stuff listed. I do try to get more of my newest tags, so used and new, but mostly new. So around the holidays, I really try to make sure I'm getting all of my newest tags inventory up.
Well, Amanda, I want to thank you so much for sharing your tip. I hope you'll continue doing so with our, because the sweepstakes seems to be ongoing on the eBay for Business page. So keep posting.
Awesome. I will do that. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was our third seller, Amanda Wegner, and you can find her store at Shortcake Loves You. That's Shortcakeluvsu. And we'll put that link, as we do all our links, in the episode transcript. Lots of new things released at eBay over the last year. So many new things that it's sometimes hard to keep track of them all. And one thing I noticed in the last year on the podcast episodes is we have not talked about some of the changes and enhancements to a feature that a lot of us who sell on eBay just take for granted, and that's your eBay store. eBay stores haven't really changed in at least 10 years. But recently, there were some really interesting enhancements to the eBay store, and I thought it would be good to get an expert on. Please join me in welcoming from ILoveToBeSelling.com, our friend Kathy Terrell.
Hi, Gurup. Good to be here.
I want to assume that a lot of our listeners may have an eBay store, and they are not quite aware of all the things that an eBay store can do. So let's talk about that. What are some of, in your view, what are some of the top benefits to having an eBay store?
eBay stores just are so amazing as far as helping you to reach out for customers and to drive repeat traffic. eBay Open Online, when the eBay stores team presented, one thing they really drove home was the increase in repeat buyers that somebody with a store gets. And they quoted some really nice statistics. So it's worth to go back and listen to that. And if I remember correctly, the higher rate of repeat purchases is anywhere from 20 to 65% over a seller without a store. And obviously, there's a range because, you know, eBay sellers sell such a range of items and there is such a range of stores. I mean, that grabbed my attention. I don't know about you.
Well, I'll take 20%.
Repeat purchase, more sales. Like, immediately my ears go up and I listened very carefully to the presentations on eBay stores for the things that they talked about that help you as a seller to drive repeat purchases. Because again, we all love to get that one cha-ching, but how nice, even when you're a variety seller, a store really, really helps you with that. There is so much in an eBay store. You know, oftentimes we're just busy listing, and we don't deep dive into all the things that are available to a store. And some of the things are very simple that you can literally have it up and running to help you drive repeat traffic and drive sales literally in a matter of a minute, 2 minutes.
I talk to a lot of sellers who say, well, I subscribe to an eBay store, but nothing seems to be happening. And I think there's a mistaken belief that if you have an eBay store, a lot of stuff automatically happens.
Right. They think there's like this magic switch, right? That you sign up for a store and then eBay goes, oh, Griff has a store. Kathy has a store.
Exactly.
And what it is eBay's giving a wonderful toolbox when you have an eBay store.
Well, let's talk about the toolbox. What are some of the ways that stores can accomplish what's needed to be done in order to see something, for example, like a return customer repeat purchase rate of 20 to 65%?
One that is very, very simple to do is to use the billboard area on your eBay store. They're really doing some wonderful things with the billboard, which is also sometimes called your header. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that image on your eBay store. It's no extra charge. And the way you find it is you go to Manage My Store on your Seller Hub, and then you click Edit Store. And it is called your billboard image. The dimensions on the billboard image are 1,200 pixels by 270 pixels. Use it, because a lot of sellers don't, because I'll go to their store to help them and there's no image there. And you go, okay, well, Kathy, why do I care? Like, why have an image? But it's a good question, which is, you know, we are very visually oriented, particularly because of social media. Everything is visual, visual, visual. So to have a header image, a billboard image, it's going to show as they're navigating around your store. And you want something that is going to express who you are, what you sell, and that it's a really clear, crisp, engaging image. But let's say you're a vintage seller, like Bill and Maida Webster. They have a wonderful vintage array. Is I could put up maybe some dolls, because I know the Websters do that. They also have some wonderful vintage toys, some glassware. I can do a wonderful collage image. Then, of course, with my store name. You can do this on Canva. You do need to have Canva Pro, because you're creating custom dimension. They don't have a template for eBay store billboard header, not yet. Or what we were talking about, Griff, hire somebody. If you're going, Kathy, this is way too much work, I can't deal with Canva, hire somebody. Go on Fiverr, go on Upwork. There's a marketplace called FreeUp where you can hire people. eBay, there's graphic artists on eBay offering their services. Have somebody do some headers for you. Why not have a wonderful fall header? And then maybe some seasonal headers.
Yeah, make one for each season.
You could do winter holidays, right? You could do Christmas, we could do Hanukkah, we could do Thanksgiving, and then Happy New Year. Perhaps Valentine's Day. Look at your inventory. Perhaps your stuff is really, like, you notice that you really get an uptick in sales around Mother's Day. You should absolutely have a Mother's Day header. Graduation, spring, summer. The whole point is that you are driving engagement and conversion. So they go, aha, it's an image that grabs the attention. And with the seasons, you can reuse them.
And don't think that it's very expensive to hire someone to make logos or billboards for you. It's actually really affordable, and it's money well spent, and you can expense it. It's an expense. Well, so that's the billboard. And as you say, I see a lot of stores where it's not being used. It's like an empty space that says, you know, watch this space. We want something in there. What else is there besides the billboard?
Years ago, eBay had a wonderful thing for sellers called the Me page.
Oh, yes.
And I still see the Me button next to people's store name. Every now and then you'll be surfing around and you'll see the Me button and you'll go, what is this? It was a custom page for eBay store owners. And you could create a page about yourself. So you would talk about things you're passionate about. You would talk about things you carry in your store, whatever things you want to share about yourself and about your business. Well, fast forward to this year, and what eBay's done is you've had the store description area, again, an underutilized area that you get to with Edit My Store, that some stores were using, some weren't. And many people were using sort of a boilerplate, you know, welcome to my store, thanks for stopping by, which is great to say. But now what eBay's done is they've sort of blended store description and the Me button, and now it is about. So get to it again, Manage My Store, Edit Store, and you'll see the About section. The reason you care about this is you can express a little bit about you. I'm in New York City. I love Broadway collectibles. I have a show business background, you know, whatever you want to say. You know, you love to go thrifting. You love sneakers. You love vintage toys. You love fashion. You're a fashionista. Come and be with me because I'm going to have the latest trends. Talk brands. If you have brand names, name them. I sell Nike, I sell Under Armour, I sell Free People, I sell Anthropology. If there's certain periods that you're rocking it on, I have 50s, I have Tiki, I have Hawaii. I have New York City, you know, Chicago, New Orleans, whatever it is. Name names. Remember those keywords, the words that you're using in your item descriptions. Use them in the about section because it's saying who you are, what you are. And don't forget that Gen Z and millennial shoppers, they really like to know who they are buying from. eBay's making this about section available to you. And the reason it's such a big deal now, because it's part of this new reimagination of the store, go on mobile, look at your store and look at some other people's stores. When you land on it, it now has a tab. It says about. This is on the store landing page on mobile. There's the whole about section right there for mobile shoppers to easily read all about you. People love to know who they're buying from. So let them know.
One of the things that we talked about offline, which, and I didn't get into too deep with you, so it's going to be interesting to hear what you say. And that's the benefit that comes with the changes to store categories.
Whether you're starter, basic, premium, anchor, enterprise, everybody gets 300 categories. In the past, they were a bit of a pain to set up. And let me tell you, if you were rearranging them or renaming them and all kinds of things, it was really a pain. eBay store team, they have really leaned into it and really helped. It is so much easier to set up. And if you're doing subcategories, so you have men's shirts, and then maybe as subcategories, you're going to break it down by size or you break it down by style. So I'm going to have Hawaiian, I'm going to have dress shirts. It's much, much, much easier to do it. And this is a super bonus tip. I didn't even talk about this with you. You've always been able to search categories on desktop. Okay. And people have always said, well, why bother with store categories? It's only on desktop. And more people are on mobile. So it's like, what eBay's done is it is now in your search filters within your eBay store on mobile. And if you're going, Kathy, I have no idea what you're talking about, pull out your smartphone and look up your store. And there's a search bar on their store on mobile and search. If Griff has set up men's shirts and then subcategories, got Hawaiian, he's got dress shirts.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I have a category for every chest measurement from 40 inches up to 67 inches. That way I could put every shirt that was a 52-inch chest, I could keep them in one category, and then I would post the link to that in the description of every 52-inch chest so they'd say, oh, he's got more of these. And they're my size, and I don't have to worry. Is it XL? Is it 3XL? Because those aren't standard.
They can match it by measurement. So now when you search within the search filter in your store on mobile, eBay will pull up the store categories. This is huge because they've now it's not like on desktop. So don't think you're getting a left navigation bar on mobile. But if you search within the store, and listen, everybody's on mobile, and everybody knows how to use mobile at this point. It's not like you got to do the tutorials. When they're searching within your store, eBay's not sending that shopper off of your store. You're searching within your store, and they are showing the shopper the relevant search categories for what they're searching for within the store. Huge reason to be using eBay store categories. And I do have a free guide for people if they want to on my website, ilovetobeselling.com. I go into this and some other tips for your eBay store, and the tip sheet's called eBay Stores Master Tips. But there's a huge reason to spend a little time on your categories, especially now because eBay's making it a lot easier. When you set up coupons, and coupons are exclusive to stores, and there's two kinds. You get a public coupon, which will show right on your listing, and then you have a private coupon that you can share on social, you can put on a packing slip. You have control over that coupon about how you want it shared. When you're setting up the coupons, you can use eBay's selling categories. So I could do like all of women's clothing. I can hand select items, which like if you're doing a clearance thing might be good. Like, oh, I'm just going to take all my things that have been sitting for too long and I'm going to do a 40% off coupon or a half off coupon. Or you can do it by the eBay store category. And that I think is one of the most effective ways to do a coupon because like back to your shirts. And let's say it's the 50-inch shirts. People that are buying 50-inch shirts, they're probably going to want to buy more than one 50-inch
shirt.
They might want to buy, right? So why not? I could do a public coupon for my 50-inch shirts. So I create the coupon. eBay goes, okay, Kathy, what do you want to put in it? I want to do my 50-inch shirts. And it's literally like I just click it and it's eBay category, store category. I click store category. And then it shows me the store categories. I pick the store category I want. And then I set the terms of the coupon. So I just got a bunch of, let's say, really pretty vintage slips. And I want to really move them. I could take all my vintage slips and put them into a coupon. Or like what Griff was saying, I could list my vintage slips with my store categories. I'm going to break down by size. And then I could put all my smalls on sale with a coupon, all my medium, all my large. So the point of the coupon is to increase the size of your shopping cart. It's all the little add-ons that are going to drive the shopping cart up. The coupon's doing that. It's saying, hey, 20% off. Oh, well, I'm going to get that one shirt because it's so nice. But hey, they're giving me 20% off and limited time. Make sure it doesn't last forever and ever. And hey, what the heck? I'm going to be getting two or three of these.
And this is how you can use coupons to great effect. And again, it's another benefit of a store that if you're not using, you're missing out. I'll tell you how I use coupons. I just made one yesterday. Someone bought a camera from me. It was non-functional when they received it. It was functioning when it left. I think it was damaged in transit. So I obviously took it back, gave them a refund, and then sent them a coupon that said, this is 25% off anything in my store. It's good for the next year. Hopefully they'll come back.
Go through your paid and shipped. Again, this is for my eBay store owners. And I typically do it like over 30 days. So, because I don't want to be like a super nudge. You now have the function to send coupon. I look at all the men's shirts that I sold that are over 30 days that left me positive feedback. I've created a coupon. Let's say it's 20% off all of my men's shirts because I use my eBay store categories. Now for paid and shipped, I send them all my 20% coupon. Again, take a look at the date. I usually do like maybe a couple of weeks. I don't want to be like a 48-hour because people don't open their emails every day. You know, you want to give them a little bit of lead time, like at least a couple of weeks. What have you got to lose?
Nothing.
Not costing you any money to send the coupon. And I make sure it's the same category. So if they bought a shirt, they're getting a coupon for that category. If I want to do the whole category of all women's clothing or all men's clothing. And if you're vintage collectibles, you might look at, okay, they bought a vase. So maybe could you do a coupon for home decor, sort of broaden it a little bit. But look at things that make sense for what they bought. Don't just send them any old coupon. You want to think about what would drive repeat data. Oh, and speaking of which, I was listening to the earnings call, eBay second quarter earnings call with eBay CEO Jamie Iannone. And Jamie mentioned a really interesting statistic that already 1 million shoppers have used eBay coupons generated by sellers. If Jamie is mentioning it in an earnings call, and this is like when all the brokers and all the financial institutions listen and all the investors, I'm like, okay, it's time to learn coupons.
You mentioned in your notes to me when we first talked about having a segment about store benefits and specifically with coupons, and that was setting up and using one in your store banner. How do you do that?
Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't bring it. So back to your billboard. So you're creating a private coupon because public coupon actually goes on the listing. eBay puts it on the listing. Private coupon means you're controlling the coupon. So let's say I create Love eBay or Love Shirts and it's 20% off, so men's shirts. Put the coupon code in your billboard. So they're landing on your store and just say, you know, 20% off. And then you say it in small print because you don't want to like stick too much print in your billboard. All men's shirts, limited time only, whatever you want to do. Or you could put the month it's going to expire or the month and the date. So like, you know, 9/15, 9/20, put it in your billboard. Advertise your own coupon. And again, you can do this on social media too with your Facebook business page and everywhere else. I've seen people put it in their billboards. It's brilliant. And come on, we're coming into Labor Day weekend. Perfect time for a coupon. Then you're going into September, you could do a fall coupon in your billboard, right? And then we're going into Halloween. Come on, do a Halloween coupon. Stores do it. You have a store. Learn from stores. Think retail. There's things that work and learn that and then use it for your eBay store. People love coupons. They love seasonal coupons. It is good to do a limited time because it just sort of encourages them to take action. But people love it. And again, watch your margins because we all want you making money. And again, some are going to work, some aren't going to work. So don't poo-poo it if it doesn't work right away. Like anything, test, 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 and you will find what works for you.
Kathy, this has been great. I want to get the link, if possible, to the what you mentioned before, eBay Stores Master Tips.
It's right on my website, ilovetobeselling.com. I will have it up as featured, but right now where you can find it is if you click free tips, which is right up in the banner at the top of my website, and you'll see eBay Stores Master Tip.
And we'll put a link to this as we do always in our transcript for episode 154. Well, I want to thank Kathy Terrell. Thank you very much for stopping by and talking to us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Griff, always.
Kathy Terrell's website is ilovetobeselling.com. She comes on our podcast about once or twice a year to tell us new things about selling. But I think the overarching theme that's important to keep in mind is always think like retail. Just because you're small doesn't mean you can't think like retail. It works.
You've got questions.
We've got answers. So I'm going to let you start off here. We got three questions. Why don't you do the first one?
Okay, I'll take it away. Our first question was sent to podcast@ebay.com by Donna from Newbury, Massachusetts. She actually asked two questions. So here's the first one. Why do I keep seeing that some of my listings are ending today? I don't get it. I thought all fixed price listings were good until canceled. And I hear YouTubers saying things like, it took me over a year to sell this, but it finally sold. Is it because they have their items listed in a store? Is that one of the perks of having a store? Is there something I can do to prevent that listing from being ended?
Well, Donna, thanks for that question. And Rebecca, thanks for reading it. Actually, Donna, with fixed price ending today, it doesn't mean the item is actually ending. And we'll explain. All fixed price listings on eBay are now and have been for over a year good until canceled, which means you list it and it stays up and it doesn't end till it sells or you cancel it.
The next thing that you should know is that they don't actually end. They recycle automatically every 30 days, and that's for billing purposes. That's why you'll see an ending soon indication in Seller Hub in the active listings area.
Yeah, but buyers don't actually see an ending time or ending soon alert on the actual item page, but they see it other places.
If a buyer has a fixed price item on their watch list, that item will show a time left indication. If the item is not canceled by the seller, it will remain on the buyer's watch list, but it'll change place in that sort order.
Yeah, and the reason that we actually do that, even though that item isn't going to end, if the time left goes by, it stays on their watch list, is we think it's maybe a little bit of an incentive. Hey, there's only so much time left. You want to get your purchase in.
Right, creating a little bit of a sense of urgency.
Urgency, that was the word. You think I would know that word by now.
So the upshot really is that Donna doesn't have to do anything. Her listings are not actually ending.
Right, you don't have to do anything, Donna. Just do nothing is the advice we're giving. And now for Donna's second question. I'll read this one. I still consider myself a newbie. I watch eBay YouTubers. Well, she watches a lot of eBay YouTubers. With loads of inventory on shelves and hangers who don't even begin to package their items until they have sold, how on earth do they know what the final package will weigh and what their dimensions will be when they create the listing? Those details are required for a listing to be complete, so I package and weigh everything when I make the listing. I've never heard any eBay seller address this. Thanks, folks. Love your podcast. I don't need a mug. I got one already. Donna from Newbury, Mass, and her store is Donna's-Bits-and-Bobs. Donna's Bits and Bobs with the words separated by hyphens.
Thanks, Donna, for that. And, you know, it's perfectly fine with us if you want to start a mug collection. Just keep sending in those questions.
They're the same mug, but you'll have a set. Think of how much they'll be worth someday.
Well, Griff, how about I try answering this one?
Yes, please.
So, Donna, sellers usually weigh and measure their items prior to listing them. But how a seller does this depends on the item. For example, before I list a shirt, weigh it, I add on the weight of a poly envelope and a packing sheet and use this information when I list the item. I already know the size of a poly envelope, so I have the weight and size of the package. It's just like a standard thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And sellers of pretty much any type of merchandise will do the same. And in fact, some sellers of fragile items, after photographing and measuring an item for a listing, will then pack the item in its shipping box or envelope, unsealed, of course, and store the listed item that way to keep it safe. They'll often mark the outside of a box with a post-it or something else in small print, what the box contents are, or an item number so that they can find it easily.
And that's what most sellers do. And in fact, Donna, you're doing it already. So what other sellers that you see on YouTube with tons of racks of inventory, what they're doing is the same thing you're doing. It's actually required because, like you said, you can't actually list the item unless you provide those details. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't someone present on a topic, this topic, I believe, at eBay Open?
Good memory, Griff. That's right. Longtime seller Teresa Cox of Club Red 97, that's your store name, presented a really great session about managing and organizing inventory. I mean, I even learned stuff from it. It was great. And you can find it on the eBay for Business YouTube channel, or you can look in the transcript for this episode number 154 to watch that session.
Yeah, I'll put the link in with all the other links. Boy, that transcript is link heavy. All the links you need while you're listening to the show. Now, our next question was emailed to podcast@ebay.com by Becky T. Becky writes, "Hello, I love listening to the podcast. It always motivates me as a new seller to try something new. My question is around sending a buyer an invoice for multiple listings. I had a buyer that, based on their feedback, appears to be an experienced buyer and a seller on eBay. He placed four of my listings in his cart and then sent me the following message. Hi, I have four items in my cart, but I need a combined invoice for shipping. For currently, it states $55 for shipping. Can you send me a revised invoice so I can pay today?" I messaged him back to see if he could click on the request total link in the shopping cart, and he said he didn't have that option in his cart, which seems odd because this is a feature I've used as a buyer. The buyer also said he was using eBay from his computer, not the mobile version. So my question is, how do I send a combined invoice to this customer? Why would the request total option not be available in certain shopping carts? What is the best way to handle this sort of request? Would having an eBay store help the situation? Thanks for doing what you do on the podcast. It's a big help to sellers. Becky T, her user ID is BCT448.
Becky, a great name.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying the podcast.
Wait. I've never asked you this ever. Does anyone call you Becky?
My dad does.
None of us call you that.
No. I was a Becky when I was a little girl, but I guess probably somewhere around high school, I decided to be Rebecca.
Okay. So note to self, never use Becky. Okay, good. Continue.
Griff, tell us about why Becky's buyer is unable to request a total.
Becky, the reason your buyer cannot request a total is because your listings are set to require immediate payment. And that precludes the request total feature from working. It'll be grayed out. If you want your buyers to have the ability to put your items in the shopping cart and then ask you for a revised total, you would have to remove that requirement from your listings.
But
yeah,
there are other ways to offer combined shipping discounts on two or more purchases to the same buyer. One of those ways is to use the promotions tool for order size discounts or shipping discounts. And again, we'll put links to those pages in the transcript.
Right.
So you can read all about them. You're right. It is going to be a link-heavy transcript.
Yeah, it is. It's like a dictionary of links. Anyway, that would be my recommendation as well, to use the promotion tools, at least to test them. Becky, the option for negotiating shipping and combining items in a single purchase, that's a legacy option at eBay. It is most definitely not the most efficient method for encouraging a buyer to purchase two or more items. And by using those promotions, the shipping or order discounts, you can eliminate the need to negotiate back and forth with a buyer. I want you to think about it. Where else online do buyers negotiate with sellers on shipping costs? Nowhere.
True. Mm. But on the other hand, if Becky is okay with eliminating immediate payment from her listings, then she should try that option. Test and learn. As she said at the top, she likes learning things as a new seller.
Yeah, test and learn. Always. And our last question for this week is from Linda, who writes, "Hello, Griffin Company. I'm loving the podcast." You know, I have to tell you as a side, that I loved hearing that people love the podcast. We don't get much feedback, so it's always nice to hear. Anyway, Linda says, "Not missed an episode since I discovered it. I've been selling and buying on eBay for 20 years, but got serious about selling and opened a store last year during the pandemic. I just hit 700 listings recently." Well, congratulations. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's impressive.
"As I was doing some updating in my store, I noticed that there is the ability for people to follow your store. And I was wondering if you could explain the benefits of this. If a follower is searching for something, does their favorite store listings come up more frequently in results? Thank you, Linda. And P.S., I did already get a mug from a call in question a month or so ago, and I love it." Look, if you want another mug, just let me know. We're using another question. Anyway.
So, Griff, talk us through this. What does it mean if someone follows your store?
Well, if someone follows your eBay store, it means that they saved your store to their list of saved stores. Actually, it's saved sellers. And you can view the list at the link that I'm going to provide in the transcript for episode 154. Once a buyer has saved your store to their list, like a favorite or follow, they can find your items in that list, and they can also save your store as a search. So they see your new items, they get an email. I have several sellers, I've saved them as a search, favorite search. But best of all, they can elect to opt in to received email newsletters from you. And a lot of eBay stores subscribers have no idea that this exists. So the store newsletter is probably the most underused feature of an eBay store. Every store subscriber can create a store newsletter email that they can then send to all the buyers that have elected to receive the newsletter. And the cadence is at once a week, so you don't end up spamming them. It's really important, actually, this. So I want sellers to use it. The link to your eBay store newsletter page for creating newsletters is ebay.com/SH/STR. Oh, I'm just going to put it in the item transcript for episode 154. I hate reciting these long links.
I just went to I clicked on the link, and I discovered that there are two templates from which you can choose to build your own custom store newsletter. One is called Welcome to My Store, and the other is called Item Showcase.
Right. And those are currently, I think we're all aware that the whole eBay store product is undergoing a lot of improvements and enhancements. So that could change in the coming weeks or months, but currently those are the options. And either of those templates, you can build your own customized newsletter that can promote items that are on sale. You can also create a special coupon for your subscribers to use for some or all of your inventory, and you can put that code in the personal message section of your newsletter. I really encourage all sellers to explore the capabilities of the store newsletter feature. Email marketing, although it's been around for a long time, and you'd think people were tired of it, it still can be an incredibly effective way of driving return customers and sales.
Yeah, and it's just such a great way to establish your store as your brand and just keeping in touch with those customers.
Yeah, I get a few newsletters and I don't find them annoying because I subscribe to them and I do end up buying things. They work, at least if you're going to use me as a model customer. I don't know if you want to, but they do work. Great questions, by the way. Thank you for sending them in.
Yeah, these are really good questions this week. And if you have a burning question that only an answer will soothe, why not call it in at 888-723-4630.
That's 888-723-4630. And of course, you can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment. And if it's appropriate, we just might put it on the air.
And if you're not a call on the phone person, you always can email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
And no matter which way you contact us, do leave your shipping address, because if we use your question on the air, we will ship you a rare collectible eBay for Business podcast mug suitable for your favorite beverage. Now, it's time for your daily podcast to-do list.
First of all, check the announcement board for up-to-date seller news and put the Seller Center section of eBay on your must-check pages as well.
If you aren't doing it already, go build a store newsletter and begin promoting it in all your channels, including your item descriptions.
Check out the transcript. Have we mentioned there's a transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to see those links that we referenced?
Now, on our next episode, episode 155, we'll visit with an old podcast friend to find out how her business is faring and how she plans for the upcoming holiday season. And speaking of the upcoming holiday season, we're not finished talking about it. We won't be until January. And we'll also take a deeper dive into the benefits of attending eBay school.
We'd like to thank again our guest this week, Kathy Terrell of ILoveToBeSelling.com and eBay seller Amanda Wegner.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.